And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide. So peace to all and look forward to a great show today.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Thank you for joining our Veterans Day show. Today is an official U.S. holiday, honoring armed service veterans, a federal holiday that is observed on November 11th. It coincides with other holidays such as Armistice Day or Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other parts of the world, and also marks the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 with the German signing of the armistice. Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving. Some people, too, tend to confuse the two, so we just wanted to make that distinction. Some of my favorite quotes are, "Freedom is never free," that by an unknown author. Maya Angelou says, "How important it is for us to recognize and celebrate our heroes and sheroes. Courage is almost a contradiction in terms. It means a strong desire to live, taking the form of readiness to die." That by G.K. Chesterton. Elmer Davis says, "This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave." Oliver Wendell Holmes says, "Lord, bid war's trumpet cease. Fold the whole world in peace." John Fitzgerald Kennedy. "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." Jose Naroski says, "In war, there are no unwounded soldiers." And folks, I truly believe that as well, because the emotional scars that show up, or the physical scars, whatever they may be, there are nonetheless a lot of scars that people come home with. Cynthia Ozick says, "We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude." Vidya Pundit says, "The more we sweat in peace, the less we bleed in war." Joseph Campbell says, "A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself." William Wallace says, "They may take away our lives, but they will never take our freedom." And finally, this too by an unknown author, "It is easy to take liberty for granted when you have never had it taken from you." So those are just some of my favorite quotes. And we're very honored to have with us today General Stephen Saunders. General Saunders, you just retired a year ago, 33 years in service. Would you say that mostly you're left with the good memories, the bad memories, or a mixed bag?
I would say mainly the thank you, Joyce, for having me, by the way. I would say that I'm left with primarily the good memories. Of course, when you have an opportunity to serve your country, there's a awful lot of good memories and pride associated with that and the members that you serve with.
I'm thinking 33 years in service, wow, that is a long time, and you're mostly with the good memories. Surely there had to be some extraordinary near-life experiences, if not for you personally, for people that were serving with you. Is that true?
Yes, I would say that that is true. The relationship that you gain through going through those type of adverse situations, they tend to strengthen bonds between you and the people that you're depending on, the people to your left and the people to your right. Independent of who you are, you realize that you're part of a bigger effort, and you realize that you have an opportunity to make a difference in the world. And then the people that you have had the opportunity to serve with have like views of the world, and it's good to be part of that effort.
And do you still stay in touch with some of them?
Yes, I do periodically. Once you go through some pretty tough situations in reality, that bond is something that that is well established, and it'll last for the rest of your life.
I would think so. Very, very powerful indeed. 33 years in service to this country. So let me thank you for that on behalf of Americans everywhere. Who is General Saunders. He retired from the Army National Guard as a brigadier general last year. During his military career, he commanded several units and conducted operational assessments, logistical planning, and contingency operations. He served on several missions domestically and in various challenging overseas operational environments. During the U.S. involvement in Bosnia, Steve served as an operations officer, overseeing installation and industrial support for the U.S., Scandinavian, Turkish, and Russian sectors. In 2005, he commanded an engineer battalion in Baghdad, Iraq, and two separate brigades in the following years. He concluded his military career as a deputy commanding general for the 36th Infantry Division, responsible for the logistical operations encompassing southern Iraq. He received awards from both the U.S. Army and State Department for his efforts in the reconstruction of Iraq's energy infrastructure and establishment of a U.S. consulate in 2010. He holds an M.S. in Strategic Studies from the U.S. Army War College, B.S. in Physics from Sam Houston State University, received his certification in Electronic Technology from Texas A&M University. He also conducted geological engineering studies at various universities. He is an active supporter of veteran and other nonprofit organizations. And today, folks, we'll give you lots of ideas how you can make a difference with some of these kind of organizations. This gives him the opportunity to continue serving others. Steve is married, two daughters, one granddaughter. His home is in Texas. I just want to ask you before we get to the veterans, who has the greater rank in the house, you or your wife?
Oh, most definitely my wife. As she informed me, no matter what rank I attain, she'll be one rank higher.
Very fun indeed. It must be harder to outrank a general. At any rate, welcome so much to the show. You're the perfect person because you've been there, done that. You've seen firsthand what our soldiers go through. I'm sure you know about the trials and tribulations that many are going through today. So where would you like to start, General?
Well, we've got the mixed good and bad news in reference to the status of veterans in America today. If you don't mind, maybe cover a couple topics. Maybe start with veteran unemployment, if that's all right.
You can start wherever you want. I certainly, as a coach, do not outrank a general. So the floor is yours.
Very considerate, Joyce. Thank you. Today, within the U.S., there's approximately 21 million veterans. At the end of the Vietnam War, there were nearly 60 million veterans. So in the course of the last few decades, we've lost over two-thirds of our veterans. And that just gives you a perspective on the dwindling valuable resource that we have within the U.S. Now, of course, with the events over the last decade, plus a few years, that number is going to go up and down, particularly with soldiers in conflict that will be returning and exiting the service. But that gives you an order of magnitude as far as the number of veterans that we have within the U.S. right now.
And you said it's about 20 million.
21 million, yes.
21 million. Wow, that's an awesome number. Go ahead, please.
The current overall employment rate within the U.S. is around 5.8, 5.9. Good news is that the unemployment rate for veterans over the last few years has been coming down, but it is still higher than the overall unemployment rate within the U.S., which is a shame, obviously. These valuable members of previous members of the service, they bring a whole set of skill sets and a proper mentality and dedication to the workforce, but unfortunately, due to a variety of reasons, they tend to be a little bit higher than the overall employment rate. The 18 to 24-year-old veterans are around a full percentage point higher in the unemployment, and then the 25 to 29-year-old veterans are actually at 8.7, which is exceedingly high compared to the overall rate. And obviously, it should not be that way.
And say that last thing again, please. I had a technical issue.
Okay. Well, I was saying that the overall unemployment rate for the U.S. is about 5.8, 5.9.
Yes.
For veterans, 18 to 24, it's about 6.9. And then the 25 to 29-year-old veterans, it's at 8.7, which is exceedingly high compared when you compare it to the overall rate, particularly considering the skill sets and the attitude of and workforce attitude and dedication that these young veterans can bring to any employer.
Wow, the statistics are kind of astounding. That's why I was kind of surprised. You know, one doesn't think that there's so much, again, with the trials and tribulations and concerns with veterans, they're simply not being taken care of the way they should be, and hopefully that will change soon.
Yes, hopefully so. I can't say that the general trend is in a positive manner, but it's still an elevated unemployment rate for the veterans, particularly the younger veterans. Now, one thing for just if I may bring to the attention of some of the potential employers out there for the veterans is that if they're associated with the Federal Contract Compliance Program, they're actually mandated to have a percentage of their workforce for veterans be composed of veterans. And I think efforts like that need to be brought to people's attention and realize that there's a resource out there that these veterans can fill the requirements and bring a dedicated, focused skill set to them.
There's so many opportunities out there for all of us to make a difference. But before we get to those, do you want to lead a little bit with some of the issues and why veterans are having such a hard time getting jobs, why people aren't going the extra mile to take care of them?
Well, there are a lot of efforts out there right now for veteran hiring programs, and they have obviously been having some positive effect. But I'm not sure that there's enough awareness out there of the value that the veterans bring. There are some issues, of course, with some people having a misunderstanding of veterans. Although PTSD is a significant issue with the percentage of veterans, it's not necessarily a detractor for the major population. And even those that suffer from at least a minor portion of PTSD, they're still sound people. They're still available for employment. And sometimes the employers, when you take a look at the percentage that have never been associated with the military, they don't quite comprehend the value of these veterans. So I think it's a matter of raising consciousness and awareness of these valuable people and what they can bring to the employers.
I agree. Absolutely. It starts with a recognition, awareness, and I do believe there are lots of misconceptions. People might just assume that they're so mortally wounded physically, emotionally, spiritually, that they're just not able to get it together. But that may not be true in many cases, but that might be a negative assumption.
I agree. And let me point out, for veterans who were disabled that have fought their way back to some form of normalcy in life, to me that shows an underneath all of the what you might visually see, the image, it shows to me that there's some character, there's a foundation of strength and dedication for them to be able to come back from that. And I would think most employers would be would value those type of characteristics of any individual.
I agree with you, but people are kind of narrow-minded. I would love for this show to be an eye-opener for people. You know, with your experience, all the veterans that you know, that you serve side by side with, what can you tell people so they could look at our veterans differently? They could look at our veterans in a way, what can I do to make a difference?
Well, there's actually two things come to mind for that. One is the veteran themselves. If you provide a veteran an opportunity, whether or not it's in a position within the company or maybe a small business loan to them, you're affecting them, but also their families. And that's the second part of it, is these veterans, they've got some internal struggles maybe that they have to solve internally, but the families are also in the same boat. So if you have an opportunity to assist a veteran, you're not just helping the veteran, you're helping all the associated people that depend on that veteran. So keep it in mind. To me, someone who's actually been through some very challenging time and has proven themselves, steeled themselves, if you prefer, that proves something to me in reference to the character of that person and their ability to handle adverse situations.
You know, you also mentioned families. That's another thing we tend to forget, the toll that being a veteran takes on their families, the toll that being away from home for whatever length of time, it definitely leaves its mark. So there, too, it's not just taking care of the veterans. I believe we should look at what opportunity we can do to take care of their families as well. That just occurred to me now as you were speaking.
Yes. During the deployments, I was actually, when I was on active duty, I never deployed, but when I joined the National Guard, I deployed three times. And when you, with the reserve components, whether or not it's a National Guard or reserve, you don't necessarily have that a support system in place because the guardsmen, the reservists, they come from all over the parts of the U.S., and they're not necessarily centered around a military installation. So when that veteran is overseas serving, when that service member is overseas serving, they have their families at home who don't necessarily have the same resources immediately available to them. And the last thing somebody needs to be thinking about when they're going into combat is to whether or not their yard is mowed or whether or not the washing machine is fixed and how things are going with the family. So if you know of a service member who's deployed overseas, help them out and help their families out by watching with their family and helping when you can.
You know, we really do need to look at how many of them struggle today with joblessness, mental health issues, and homelessness. It's not an uncommon to see a veteran sleeping on the street on any given night. Other grim statistics, they really do need your help. But people oftentimes just walk by without even a thought, what can I do? How can I help? And there's just so many opportunities to do that, starting with hiring veterans. There's something, an organization called Hire Heroes USA, that creates job opportunities for vets by providing personalized job training from other vets who have business experience. Wall Street Warfighters is a six-month in-residence course for vets, and extensive training is provided to prepare vets for a career in the finance industry. Have you heard of those, General?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I know some people who went through similar programs to that to secure their credentials for trading in stocks and bonds, and it's actually made a huge difference in their life and of course, with their associated families. You mentioned something in reference to the homeless and the veterans. If I may,
of course.
I pulled figures up on that. There's actually some good news in that. In the last 5 years, number of homeless veterans has percentage has decreased by 33%. So we're going in the right direction. Now, unfortunately, there's still a lot of work to do. There's, I think as of January 2014, a survey was conducted, and there were about 50,000 veterans experiencing homelessness in the U.S. Now, the research I was been reviewing said that the veterans who served in the late Vietnam and the post-Vietnam era had the greatest risk of homelessness. However, the tendencies are starting to show where soldiers that are servicemen that are returning from Afghanistan, and then some of them, of course, who served in Iraq, and with disabilities and traumatic brain injuries and PTSD, are more susceptible to homelessness. So that's just something to keep in mind, that although the numbers were trending down, considering the demographics of the service members over the course of the last decade and the coming few decades, that number might start ramping back up.
Talking about veterans with disabilities, the last stats I saw was that 25% of recent veterans come home injured, missing limbs, burns, spinal cord injuries, and post-traumatic stress disorder among the crushing conditions these veterans face in civilian life. Here's some organizations that help them adapt to living with a disability. This is the most famous. I hear this a lot on television, especially this week, the Wounded Warrior Project. They help veterans with both their physical and invisible wounds, with a special emphasis on stress release as they adjust to life on the home front. I think that's where people don't really realize it. You may look at someone physically and not realize those invisible wounds could be much more devastating.
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly right. I've actually know some service members who, after returning from combat, majority of service members are able to adjust. It does take time, to be perfectly honest, but I know some that were not able to make that adjustment back, and as a result, there were a variety of emotional challenges with them, and to be honest, there were some marriages that didn't survive the return, and there were some soldiers who committed suicide after the return because they just had that difficult of a readjustment period. But that's relatively a small percentage. But I have to tell you firsthand that it doesn't matter if you're a general or private. You go through those type of situations, you're not the same person when you come back. But that doesn't mean that you are not a useful contributor to society.
You mentioned suicide. It's said an estimated 18 veterans commit suicide every day. That's shocking. Even though one-third are receiving help from the Department of Veteran Affairs at the time of their death, with a host of complex issues contributing to veteran suicide, several organizations seek to address those issues to help the vets to ensure that they don't take their own lives. There's the Veterans Crisis Line that connects veterans with members through the phone, chat, or text to provide care and even life-saving rescues to vets during this critical time. And given our call on mental health professionals to donate an hour of their time to troops and their families, are you familiar with those, General?
Yes, I can say that there are a wide variety of resources out there, and I actually would like to take a moment to commend the medical professionals who volunteer their time to assist these veterans in need.
I'd like to take a lot more than a minute to commend anyone that gives their time to help the veterans. Other agencies that make a difference are Homes for Our Troops. They raise money and provide services to build specially adopted homes for injured heroes. That is an awesome donation to be able to do that. People volunteer their time and their materials to help vets. Then there's, they say, 67,000. Again, these are estimates, recent statistics. 67,000 veterans sleep on the streets on any given night. So there's the National Coalition for Homeless Vets, a nonprofit network of local, state, and federal agencies. They provide housing, food, health services, and job training to thousands of homeless veterans every year. And Operation Dignity offers transitional housing for homeless vets throughout California. The organization also provides health care assistance, parenting classes, relapse prevention, anger management training, empowerment training, and more. So with Operation Dignity, they singled out California, but probably if you Google any of these, you'll find them in your local area as well. Have you heard of those organizations?
I have heard of some of those. I'm not familiar with the one in California you made reference to. I can say, if I might put a small plug in for a web location that I've used, I don't have any affiliation with them. It is military.com, www.military.com. I have found that to be a very useful tool for finding out a variety of resources for assistance to direct service members to veterans too. I would recommend anyone who has an interest to take a look at that website and use it as a starting point for whether or not it's GI Bill, whether or not it's other state veteran benefits, whether or not there's any other form of community assistance associated where you might be. I would really recommend looking at that website, military.com.
Absolutely, and that's what the show is about. We want to provide lots of resources. When I mentioned Operation Dignity in California, they say that site, they ask for a $25 donation, which can provide school supplies for kids, and $100 can cover job training for a homeless vet. When you think of $100 can cover job training for a homeless vet, and people take $100 and go out to dinner and it's gone. But that $100 in a case like that, Operation Dignity, can make a huge impact.
Yes, it's amazing how in a lot of cases where a small donation can actually make a huge change in not just a service member of the veteran's life themselves, but also, as I said, mentioned earlier, all the people that are associated that are dependent on that service member, such as the family.
2.4 million soldiers, it is said, have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. The tours come with a psychological cost, most definitely. That's why I referenced before that there's a lot of silence. You may not even be aware of the devastation. Many suffer in silence when it comes to trying to readjust to family and civilian life. There are organizations that are dedicated to helping the transition and coming home. So, as the title would imply, the Coming Home Project helps returning soldiers adjust to life back home by offering a host of psychological, spiritual, and family services. And the Reboot Workshop is a three-week course that helps soldiers transition by cultivating their employable skills. So we can reboot a computer, much more important to reboot a vet, and offer them these resources.
Yes, and I would say that don't underestimate the assistance that you can provide a soldier. To be honest, when I dealt with a lot of the younger soldiers, the concept of just putting a resume together and being able to translate their military skill sets into something that was discernible and perceived in the right manner from a civilian employer, such as a squad leader on an infantry squad. I mean, that inherently requires a logical thought process, a leadership, attention to detail. All these type of skill sets are things that can be of value to the civilian employer, but the service member has a hard time translating that into terminology that that maybe a potential employer can understand or comprehend. So I would say don't underestimate your capability to assist them in simple things such as putting a resume together.
Absolutely. Very good point. Some people see the big picture, the overall picture, and they say, I can make a difference. Why bother? So as you aptly pointed out, you can make a difference one step, one soldier at a time. Let me share this Veterans Day poem by Cheryl Dyson. On Veterans Day, we honor all who answered to a service call. Soldiers young and soldiers old fought for freedom, brave and bold. Some have lived while others died, and all of them deserve our pride. We're proud of all the soldiers who keep thinking of red, white, and blue. They fought for us and all our rights. They fought through many days and nights. And though we may not know each name, we thank all veterans just the same. And that was the point I wanted to make here. We may not know the name, but we know they are a veteran. We know that they fought for us. And so many have died for us. We really should remember them. We should use this day as an extraordinary day to remember and serve and see what we can do our part.
I would say that that's very poignant and very valid perspective. One thing to keep in mind, and you veterans out there who have actually gone through combat before, you understand. When you see things overseas, and it's pretty tough when you have mankind trying to kill each other, just because they're a different shade of skin, or they speak a slightly different dialect, or their religious basis is just slightly different, it's incomprehensible to most Americans because we don't have to face that at home. And when you see it firsthand and you're involved in the efforts to try to change the situation so these people aren't killing each other, or even worse, you have to understand that the impact that has on a service member. So when they come home and they attempt to adjust back to a normal life in society, there is an adjustment period. So keep that in mind, but also keep in mind what that veteran went through in order to try to change the world, make it a better place, and to keep those bad situations at bay so that it does not happen on our own shore.
You really need to focus in on the show today. People, share it with your friends. And if you get anything out of it at all, what I'd love you to get is that you can make a difference one step at a time. Big steps, little steps. We've mentioned some organizations. We're going to also give you a lot of the ways that you can actually impact veterans and help them out. Before we do that, let our show impact you. Just know that every day the show is designed to make a difference. The show is designed to support you, to stay positive, and believe in a better world and a better future. Here, in the words of Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening to our show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, how that can happen is if you partner up with us, go to the homepage, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. On the upper left of the page is my picture, and right under that, you can click on follow. And if you follow the show, you'll get an email every day from Blog Talk Radio telling you the guests, the topic, what we're up to. So this way, you can keep up with what we're doing, never have to miss a show, because if you are not with us live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can listen 24/7 in our archives, joycebarryandfriends.com. Listen to our show. I want to go next, unless you want to do something first, to the ways to help veterans, just simple ways, big ways, small ways. Before we do that, General, is there anything else you want to say on ground we've covered on any of the trials and tribulations that the vets are trying to correct right now, the organizations? It's been on the news every day this week.
No, I have nothing else to add. I just want to say thank you for increasing the awareness with your audience.
And thank you for being here and providing your knowledge, your wherewithal to the show and to the veterans that listening to you get inspired. So here are some ways to help veterans. One, give shelter. Homes for Our Troops, that's the name of the organization, Homes for Our Troops, constructs houses for severely injured vets who served after 9/11. You can donate equipment or help build a home. That's homeforourtroops.org. And generally, on any one of these, if you want to jump in and make a statement, feel free to do that. I just want to cover a lot of ground. So people might say, those who say, I don't know that there's anything I could do, I want to give a variety of things that you can do. So at any time, feel free to say anything. Offer a vet a ride. The Disabled American Veterans, DAV is the organization, provides free transportation to men and women unable to travel this is for Virginia medical facilities on their own. You can volunteer to drive a van for those who need. DAV.org/volunteers. Now, any organization I mention, I'm pretty sure if you Google it, you'll find it in other areas as well. Provide foster care for a pet. Take in the dog or a cat of a deployed soldier or a wounded vet while he or she is on duty or recovering. Record a war story. If you know a soldier with tales from the front line, the Library of Congress wants to hear his voice. Go to the website, loc.gov/vets, and you can conduct an interview, and they will have that in the Library of Congress. Put these old cell phones to good use. Instead of stashing your used phones in the junk drawer, ship them to Cell Phones for Soldiers. For each one donated, the organization will pay for an hour of talk time for the troops overseas. That website, cellphonesforsoldiers.com. General, any of these, are you familiar with any of them and anything you want to add to it? I have a lot more.
No, I am familiar with those. Matter of fact, for the war stories one, I was interviewed, and it went into the Library of Congress. I'd like to just say one thing, if I may. Just if people would just show a basic interest in the veterans, ask them about their service, their story, it registers with the veterans. So just taking the simple step of showing some interest. And the other thing is, simple acts such as introducing a veteran who is maybe seeking a job to someone who might be looking for someone for even a simple job. One thing about the service members when they come off of their duty, they don't necessarily have the civilian network that most of us take for granted nowadays. So they can use some assistance in just being introduced to potential employers and help them increase their civilian network.
Oh, very, very good point. That's why I say, you know, anything you want to add to, you know, what I know, you know it really firsthand. You know the people that are using the service, how it's all working out. Another thing, like the cell phones, use DVDs, drop off movies or television shows at your local VA facility or mail them to DVDs for Vets, and that's the number four. There's a website, DVDs, the number four, vets.org, a national organization that distributes them where needed. I also would think if you can get organizations where you can make some sort of contribution or send a care package, you can find that out on the internet as well. The organization Kitchen Table Gang, hospitalized veterans and troops abroad can receive personalized parcels containing everything from candy to board games. Get a service member's address from Kitchen Table Gang, bundle up items with a note of thanks, and send them off to soldierpackages.org. Cut coupons. If you have expired coupons lying around, military families can use them for up to 6 months past their end date. That website is Coups, as in coupon, C-O-U-P-S, for troops.com. Isn't that amazing, General, that they're giving you a way to make the used coupons make a difference?
I have to admit, I wasn't familiar with that one. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was Bosnia, my daughters at the time were Girl Scouts, and their Girl Scout troop started sending Girl Scout cookies to me by the boxes, by the case, and I ended up hauling several cases around into my rucksack and giving them to soldiers as we were out on patrol. So even a small action like that on the part of organizations or individuals brings a little bit of home to the serviceman's life.
So that's amazing when you like think about it. There's such a diversity of ways people can make a difference. That any one of them might be like you just said, I was waiting for the one you hadn't heard of yet, because if you haven't heard of it, that's a good thing. Think of all the millions out there that haven't heard of it. What about this? Contribute to a holiday drive. Operation Gratitude's annual campaign collects clothing, food, and more, and packs it in gift boxes for service members. Pitch in by offering up items. Local residents can sort them on site. Operation Gratitude. .com/volunteer. Now, I do want to say that I've lived in New York up until 2 years ago. And while I was in New York, I had the number for the Veterans Association. These are people that would come to the home, and I would have box clothing and books and all things of that nature. And as soon as I got to Florida, I found the local chapter here so I could give it to them as well. I always wanted to contribute to the ones where they pick up, since I don't drive. I never wanted to drive. I always believed that if God wanted us to drive, we would have eight eyes. So I seek out the organizations that will pick up. You can share your expertise. You mentioned that earlier. You help people write resumes. MilServe, M-I-L-S-E-R-V-E, connects volunteers with vets in many areas, financial counseling, legal services, job search guidance, even carpentry for building wheelchair ramps. That's called MIL1LServe.org. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters. This is a national organization that has a special military mentoring program for children with parents in the armed forces. They carefully pair kids with adults serving in the military, as with veterans and civilians. That website, BBBS.org, that's three B's, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, BBBS.org. You know anyone that's utilizing any of those organizations, General?
No, I do not, but they do sound like great resources.
Yes, I really did a lot of research, and these seem like the best of the best. Volunteer at a veterans organization, buy a meal for a homeless vet, fly your flag, you know, and show your support of our vets. Drive a Van, Disabled American Veterans has established a transportation network for veterans at 172 medical centers across the country, and the organization needs volunteers to drive vans to and from hospitals and clinics. Thank a vet on Twitter. Thank a vet on Facebook. Let them know of your profound gratitude. Send a greeting card. Personalized stationery company Tiny Prints teamed up with AMillionThanks.org to provide free Independence Day greeting cards for the troop. And you can find that out on Facebook in more detail. So there's just so much. A simple thank you note goes a long way. Anything that I just shared with you, anything you can think of, it's all for the good. There is no better or worse way. Anything you can do, write a letter of gratitude to a vet. It's a simple act, but letting them know that their service is appreciated is always a good way to show support. So let me go back to you, General. While you were in the service, did you see any of the organizations kick in where it did make a difference with our vets? Did you see it firsthand?
Yes, I would say so. Some of the organizations that I was associated with actually made a difference on helping veterans who were trying to enter the workplace or actually start their own business. They can use some assistance, as I said, through increasing their network, getting them established with contacts and such like that, but also some assistance with translating their transcribing their military skill sets over to effective business operations and actually startup situations. Hey, Joyce, if I may say one more organization I think needs to be brought to our families of the veterans. There's a organization called Snowball Express. Have you heard of it?
No, that one I haven't heard of.
Okay, it's snowballexpress.org. And what this is a effort to give recognition to the children of our fallen service members. And
wow.
they basically bring them to a central location quite often, Dallas, Fort Worth, and give them like a 2 or 3 day weekend of a bunch of variety of really positive experiences, and bringing these children together who have unfortunately had a common history of that they have lost at least one of their parents in harm's way, serving the U.S. forces and, of course, serving our nation. So I would recommend anyone who really wants to assist the children of our fallen soldiers, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines and seamen, that they take a look at snowballexpress.org.
Snowballexpress.org, another good one. Well, there is countless ways you can help. I just want to share a few more because I thought these were great as well. Offer to provide transportation for local vets to work or to receive medical care. Offer your services as a babysitter or tutor to a family with a deployed or wounded service member. Start a veteran support operation in the community by hosting an event like a bake sale, 5K walk, run, etc., to raise funds in support of veterans. Ask the homeowners association, your church, your synagogue, your school to help in organizing donations. Don't be afraid to ask veterans and their families directly how you can help and what they might need. We were giving you the resources, but what better resource than go right to the family and say, how can I help? What can I do for you? Then rally the community together to help support them. Most veterans are reticent to ask for help, so you might need to contact family members to best determine what they may need. Check with national charitable organizations to see if you can assist them in providing whatever support is needed. Build a neighborhood support group to assist veterans and families. I think support groups are really incredible ways to help people, because whatever people go through, and however significant or hurtful it might be, there's always a way when you're supporting them to ease the burden and to ease the pain. And finally, ask your employer or your company if they have a veteran hiring program. If not, see if they'd be willing to set one up. And then assist in working with local job programs in helping find vets, veterans and providing employment. More ways to volunteer, go to volunteersofamerica.org. So as we're getting close to wrapping up here, General, what would you like to say? What do you want people to be left with?
I would greatly appreciate it if people just took a moment to actually recognize that what we have here in the U.S. is rather unique in the world. You go to some areas of conflict and people don't have the freedom to speak their mind. They might be subject to terrible actions just based on their race, their beliefs, their religion, or whatever reason. They just happen to be living in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we need to make certain that the people understand that our society would not exist if it weren't for the willingness of people to stand up and take arms and defend it and go into harm's way. And the veterans are those people. So they just need to be recognized and never forget that of what they've had to go through and what the oath they've taken to defend our way of life. And I just want to say thank you again for bringing awareness of veterans' issues to your audience.
And thank you again for participating with us today. You know, when you were saying about how people don't have their freedom simply because they're in the wrong place at the right time, I mean, it brings to mind what is going on with ISIS and beheading people simply because they won't convert to their religion. They won't convert. Just for that, men, women, children are being slaughtered every day. So we can no longer take our freedoms for granted. We can no longer say, well, this is just the way it is. No, you really have to appreciate that you are free. All you need to do is spend 5 minutes on CNN and find out what's happening all over the world where people are not free. Here's a very cute, short Veterans Day poem. On Veterans Day, we honor all who answer to a service call. Soldiers young and soldiers old fought for freedom, brave and bold. Some have lived while others died. All of them deserve our pride. We're proud of all the soldiers who kept thinking of red, white, and blue. They fought for us and for our rights. They fought through many days and nights. And though we may not know each name, we thank all veterans just the same. Now, I do believe I read that one earlier, but I wanted to really drive home the point that it's all veterans, all veterans. And you never know what trials, what tribulations, what pain, what suffering any of them are going through. So you might want to just step outside your box and ask, what can you do to make a difference? How can you help? General, anything else you want to add?
No, ma'am. Solemn day, an important day.
A very, very important day. And the freedom is not free. That's the key here. Freedom is not free. They wrote a poem about that. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young soldier saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought, how many men like him had fallen through the years? How many died on foreign soil? How many mothers' tears? How many pilots' planes shut down? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom is not free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children of the mothers and the wives of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom is not free. That's pretty awesome, that poem. I don't know who the author is, but I thought it made a significant impact. Oh, let me just check one thing. Oh, I found it. Kelly Strong was the author in 1981. He was a senior in high school, and he was a cadet in the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. His father had served two tours of duty as a Marine in Vietnam, and that was inspiration to the young Kelly who wrote that poem. Now, sir, at the U.S. Coast Guard Aviation Training Center in Alabama, as a Coast Guard pilot. So, thank you, folks, for spending Veterans Day with us. Go out there, make a difference to a veteran. Thank you, General. I really appreciated having you with us today.
Thank you, Joyce.
And I just want to end by telling you folks to make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. Make this the first day, the very first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful day of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. God bless you, folks. God bless all our veterans. God bless America.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.